Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm all right. I had a little skiing incident.
Kath is here on crutches.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Okay. I'm just going to turn it over to you. We're here to hear what you have to say.
Well, that's good. And actually, we're partly here to hear what you have to say too. Do you want me to start? I'm just kind of starting.
But
we at this point we our thought is you probably know what we want. Like we've talked about this a lot, mm-hmm. and you know that I think it's pretty clear that we want midwifery rolled out throughout the province, and we want some sort of resolution to the situation in HRM so that women here can have access to midwifery services again. But we also wanted to know what you're seeing, like what your vision is for midwifery, like how is your department seeing this rolling out? Like, we know what we want. We know what the recommendations from the Means Committee, where I was on that committee, but we don't have much feeling for what you guys see. So that was the first thing we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say we're still assessing that. We're looking at the evaluation, and we're working our way through precisely where this will go. You know, so at this stage, I don't have an answer to your question. You know, there are a lot of considerations, as you would know.
Do you have any clue when you might know?
No, I don't have a timeline right now. I mean, we have to, as I said, we have to look at a number of things. It was my understanding determined that there would be three sites as kind of pilots. And one of those sites, as you point out, is like a big one, and it's not functioning right now. So we need to really assess what happened there and what's the best way to get that moving forward. And my own gut instinct is to stabilize what we have before we roll out across the whole province. Well, we have staff who have a long history of being involved in this issue, and I've been meeting with people, and I have more meetings scheduled. My schedule is pretty, challenged, but I will be meeting with folks from the IWK to hear all of the perspectives on this.
Yep. Including
the midwives, who I believe were already.
And we're also bringing somebody from outside the province to do an assessment for us, so it's an independent advice.
So,
who that is?
We don't know yet. We're looking at a number of individuals who.
Are they going to be looking at the IWK site specifically?
That's the key.
Yeah.
They will be also looking at the other two sites to understand what is going on the other two, what's working there.
But so this is I guess what was puzzling, not puzzling. I'm glad you're doing this because it's obviously a mess. But
just a minute, let's not aspirations or having the facts. Okay.
The evaluation that the Means Committee did was supposed to do what you just said,
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't. That the evaluation was done and. Nobody in the model sites would participate if they were going to be in any way identified because the sample was so small. If you said a midwife said this and it was from Gashia, well, everyone would know who the midwife who said that was. And if an obstetrician said this and they were from the South Shore, well, then everyone would know exactly who said what. So they said no, they wouldn't do it. So do you think that you couldn't? I mean, like, we waited for a year for this. Last time we met with you, you said, mm-hmm. well, we can't do anything until we get this evaluation. I was mm-hmm. there for this evaluation on that committee, and it was the, that, the means committee, in the end, was undone. I don't know how much you understand about how the means committee was meant to work, but it was meant to be an overview to see how things were going, because the point of those model sites wasn't to pilot midwifery, it was to see how implementation worked,
and just to be
able to say, all right, we tried this, didn't work, not so much, so when the other district health authorities tried it, they would know. Well, what happened was that that means committee, very early on in its history, got split into two committees without the consent, I have to say, of the committee. I sat on that committee, and no one asked us if we wanted to be split. Mm-hmm. It was split so that the means committee was no longer privy to what was happening in the model site. So we had no way of keeping track, keeping a record of, having any kind of feeling for what was going on in those model sites. But we were supposed to oversee the evaluation. So the evaluation came, and the evaluators said, here's all we can do. We're not going to be able to do exactly what you want done. So they did what they could and, you know, identified some issues. But I just don't, like, on behalf of our pregnant members, it seems a lot to ask them to wait for another year for another evaluation after they've waited a year for this evaluation only to find out that, oh, whoops, didn't do what we wanted. So, I mean, are you reasonably sure that this time out you'll get the information you need?
It's, I don't see it as another evaluation. I see it as helping us, particularly with the Halifax site, particularly with the Halifax site, but not exclusively with the Halifax site, because as I understand it, there were some identified on other sites as well. So it will be to help us with all of those sites, but it really is about getting the programs working. It's not about doing another evaluation. But, you know, I think, you know, from my point of view, it would be foolhardy of us to try to go province wide when we haven't really worked out the kinks or the little difficulties in the three sites we've got.
And I agree with you,
yeah,
because as I said,
so
that was the point of,
you know,
this.
Yes, that's right.
That was meant to be
this.
The point of it. We
yeah.
have that toolkit
yeah.
and this, if this, we called it an evaluation, but none of us ever really thought of it, as you say, as an evaluation. It was trying
yeah.
to figure out what worked and what didn't in
yeah.
the implementation.
Yeah.
And the end result of this was supposed to be that this information would be applied to that toolkit, so that then as midwifery
mm-hmm.
rolls out in subsequent district health authorities, they would be better prepared, and they could make their own new, different, and exciting mistakes. They wouldn't keep making
mm-hmm.
the same mistakes that
mm-hmm.
had already been made. And there's very little in here to inform that, except to have a whole big chapter on how important it is to educate your staff, and that doesn't mean one
mm-hmm.
sit down. It means ongoing, continuous education and interaction amongst professionals. But you know, I guess what we keep hearing is this kind of frantic win. You know, like if you could just say, all right, this is how long this is going to take, and we think that by this point in time, you know, midwifery.
It's really difficult for us to do that because of all of the other things that we've got underway in the department. You know, I'm going through a huge planning exercise around budget preparation and looking at curbing the costs of healthcare in the province. Full stop. Okay, the cost of healthcare has been growing. Last year, we spent an additional $212 million to do precisely what we've done the year before and the year before that. Okay, that's just the growth of healthcare based on wages and utilization. So that's where I'm at right now. This is a piece of work along with many other pieces at work. So, you know, I can't give you a date. I just can't give you a date. There's no date. We don't have a date. I can't give you a date.
Maybe just to help, but I remember the group of women from the Valley who were, you know, they were asking out next year. I said, and we're competing whether we fund extended midwifery, whether we extend the free palliative care drugs that are in three districts to the rest of the province. Do we extend the pain management clinic that's in Gasha to the rest of the province? So we're competing with all of these, and you, I mean, you know that. It's, and it's a difficult, but what we said is we will fix first the three we got, and then say, how can we develop a longer-term plan to do it? So it's, the vision is to make it happen. It's the win is our problem.
Yeah.